weekend is near. Here are some things happening this weekend. Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. Friday evening in downtown Delaware is First Friday, and this month is all about Rutherford B. Hayes, as President's Day is later on in February. For more, go to MainStreetDelaware.com. Gallery Hop is in the Short North on Saturday, the first Saturday of the month. For more, go to shortnorth.org to see what's exhibiting where. This Saturday evening at the Columbus Mennonite Church in Clintonville, Bill Cohen and friends sing and strum love songs throughout the decades from the 40s to the 80s. There will be trivia about famous couples and so much more. And for more on that, go to Facebook and look for Bill Cohen Sings. Sunday is Franklin Park Conservatory's Community Day, and for February, they will be celebrating Black History Month, co-sponsored by Making a Difference Incorporated and the Bronzeville Growers Market. And at 2 o'clock in the Wolf Palm House, there will be a discussion on the global roots of African agriculture. And there will be music by Harmonic Soul in the Palm House at 11 and again at 1. And in the education rooms on the lower level, there will be tables from Near East Side organizations as well. Looking to see a show this weekend? On Saturday at the JCC in Berwick is the premiere of Intimate Apparel, the story of a black seamstress who falls for an Orthodox Jewish man in the turn of the century in New York. 9 to 5 opens this weekend at Catco in the Vern Reif Center downtown. Slave Play continues this weekend at the Short North Stage and opening this weekend up at Club Diversity in the Brewery District is 35mm by Imagine Productions. Dvorak's New World this Friday and Saturday with the Columbus Symphony at the Ohio Theater. And Where the Wild Things Are will be screened at the Columbus Museum, tying in with the special Maurice Sendak exhibit. And next Saturday is CMA's Come Alive fundraiser, Where the Wild Things Are Happening, another tie-in to the Maurice Sendak exhibition at the Columbus Museum of Art. And check out the Experience Columbus website for their 23 reasons to visit Columbus in 2023. They also have some winter date ideas and their Black History Month guide. And speaking of Black History Month, the Columbus Metropolitan Library has some Black History Month events worth checking out this month. For more, go to columbuslibrary.org. This has been The Weekend Warrior. Have a good weekend and stay warm and safe.